yes, yes.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. It is the one mic stand with Simply Nay. I am Simply Nay. This is not my voice. It'll come back eventually. You know, 420 came around the corner. I was just sick last week. We're going to get it together. Pray my strength for those of y'all who'd rather praise than blaze. Nonetheless, it's 8 p.m., your favorite time every Sunday, where we do nothing but expose the truth to the masses here on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. I couldn't do it without my sponsors, so I have to thank them first and foremost. Before we get into a hot-button topic that has blown up social media left and right, first and foremost, Eve for Eve Online is the premier dating site for lesbians. Familiarize yourself. That's EVE, the numeral 4, EVEonline.com. Go to the site, get your life together, get a profile in order, and maybe you might find that special someone or not. We are also sponsored by Movement Merchandise, 501c3 nonprofit. So from what I found out now, they sell clothes and give the money away to different charities. I think that's the dopest thing in the whole entire world, and I think you should check them out. Have you seen the Soapbox Shop yet? We've got one for you. We do that. The Supporters Free shirt is carried there. Take a moment. Soapboxshop.bigcartel.com. And get you a little bit of items. Perhaps get it customized with your business name. Whatever you like, whatever you're into, they can accommodate you. Also, the Lifestyle Power Players, a 501c7 nonprofit organization. Awesomeness. You should know them. You really should. They're great folks. And I'm really thinking, you'd benefit from checking them out. At Down with LPP. I like them. You should too. So they're at Twitter, DOWNWITLPP. Let's familiarize ourselves, shall we? It's nothing. So what are we talking about today? You already know. Miss Mimi decided she wanted to make a sex tape. How does Simply Nay feel about that? I will be more than happy to let you know in a few moments. But I've also brought a few individuals together who want to sound off about how they feel. One of whom is our beloved Azariah is Andro. You may know her as our resident trans woman in awesomeness, but you may not know that she is also a porn star extraordinaire. Yes, she does that. So who better to talk sex tapes than someone who makes, oh, looky there, sex tapes. Also, we are joined by a good Judy of mine, and I tell people all the time, when I don't feel like the fakeness that the District of Chaos has to offer, I take my tail to my inbox, and I spend just a bit of quality time with the likes of the beautiful Tammy PA, comedian extraordinaire. Know her. You will become affiliated. We love when you familiarize thyself via the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. We're not even going to have no music on this show today. That's how serious it is. We want to give all of our listeners an opportunity to speak. We want to give all of our guests an opportunity to say how they feel. It's no offense, and I'm just going to tell you straight up like this. We invited Mimi. We also invited Nico to speak for themselves. I guess they're busy, you know. It's fine. But don't say you feel some kind of way after the fact. I love the emails that I get after the fact. After the fact. You had a chance to defend thyself or not. You know, it's options. So while we are waiting on our callers, I just want to share some of the hilarious memes that have been, oh no, you won't get them yet. You're going to have to check out the site at One Mic Stand Show. Are you following our lead? Tell us where you stand. You are live on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. How are things?
Hey, love, it's me. How are you?
I'm maintaining. I have my Barry White filter on for 420. Still recovering and recuperating from all things sickness. You know how it is.
I see, my love.
I'm excited about this topic.
I am too, because you know sex is my thing. Sex.
I'm just ready to really be honest about it.
Are you going to give her a hard time? Are you really going to give her a hard time?
I mean, I'm not decided. I was praying on it just that quick. Just that quick.
You know what? I'm not even a fan of the show. I have never seen the show before. But I'm going to tell you, the other day, somebody posted something about Mimi, and I was like, who is Mimi? Are they talking about Mariah? I spent an hour searching for that damn thing about a fucking bar for a shower, only find out it was some bitch from a reality TV show. But when I saw the scene, I was like, ooh.
Okay. Okay. So, for everybody who's like, I've never seen the scene before, for all souls who are like, yeah, what's the deal? Here's the tea. Mimi is not Mariah Carey. Let's start there. That's a great place to start. We are not talking about that Mimi. No. No. She's not doing that. It's not a Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey special. That is not the tea. That's not what we are discussing. Mimi is a cast member of the Love & Hip Hop Atlanta franchise. The Love & Hip Hop Atlanta franchise. And we have Tammy PA. I'm going to bring her in. Hey, Tammy. I'm glad we got it all together. How are you? Love you there? Azariah, you can hear me, right?
I can definitely hear you loud.
Okay. That's fine. Okay.
The number was acting funny, so when you sent it to me again, and then it worked, but it wasn't working before.
Blog Talk Radio hates us. It's fine. It's not a problem. With that being said, this is the thing. Mimi was known to be the voice of reason on the show. Mimi was supposed to have common sense. So those who are familiar with Stevie J, they know he's out there. And that his child's mother is, you know, Mimi. She has, I want to say Eva is about 4 or so years old. And then Stevie J had who we believed was his harlot, Jocelyn. So Jocelyn was the one who was releasing all the sex tapes and doing the porn shit and just out there. She was a stripper to begin with and worked her way all the way up. So that's been the storyline for the past, 3 or so seasons. Mimi had her own maid service. Mimi was supposed to be self-made, doing it for herself. You know what I mean? Like, that was supposed to be the spiel. She was always trying to get those other sisters together about being, Rache, so to speak, if you wanna put it out there. And now, here we have it. She's gotten affiliated with this Nico guy who nobody knew Nico. I didn't know Nico. I didn't know who Nico was. I could be wrong. I think we have Tammy here. Hold on one moment. Tammy, darling, is this you?
Yes, darling. Hi, everyone.
Hi, boo. Okay, so I'm going to reintroduce the panel to everyone. As I stated, you are familiar. She's a friend of the show. Azariah is Andro, porn star extraordinaire, friend of the show, super trans woman. We love her here in Live Effect. We also have comedian extraordinaire Tammy PA, and she's in the building. None of them hold any cut cards, and that is why I love them in real life. So, familiarize thyself with these two lovely, extraordinary individuals, and we're going to have this conversation. So we're going to dial it back. And Tammy, give the show, those who've never seen you, this is your first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. Give them a little bit of details about your awesome self.
Okay, I'm a native New Yorker, but I've been doing the global thing for a while, working in cruise ships, working internationally. I love the DMV area. I love Assembly May. And I'm
love
happy to be stateside so we can get, be on the show tonight.
Yes. Yes. I reached out to Tammy because And I said this prior to you joining the show, so when I say things behind people's back, I love to say it in their face. When I get tired of the fakeness of the District of Chaos, Tammy's in my inbox and I can always talk to her. And we can share laughs and just have great sisterhood. And she's always doing awesome stuff. And I love that she will put on a full gown, give you full face, and then serve realness. And some people don't always be ready. But I am always. Thanks. Just wanted to share. And much love to Z. I got to shout out Z Belton, who's doing big things out here, because I never would have known of a Tammy PA if it was not for Z making sure that there were platforms out here for influential women in the LGBTQI community. So I have to give that love. And Azariah, those who are new and don't know that you're a friend to the show, school the children, why don't you?
So I go by Anarchy Monroe. I do amateur adult films. You can follow me on Twitter at Anarchy Monroe, M-U-N-R-O-E. You can actually catch a couple of my scenes and some other up-and-coming work on XTube at The Real Anarchy Monroe. So sometimes you got to Google it, plus The Real Anarchy Monroe with XTube, and it'll come up. So I'm a transgender female. I'm a civil rights activist. I'm a noted author, humanitarian. I run a nonprofit. I also am a mentor. So I'm also friends with the lovely Nash. She's one of my best friends in the world and a great supporter and advocate and somebody I have grown to love and admire.
And now that we've got all the pleasantries out the way, this is not my real voice, so you may want to tune in on another day. They like, this bitch got more nerve than a little bit, talking about she do radio. No, I don't do this weather. That is what's going on. So the Barry White filter is real. And if you feel at any time that you want to let us know where you stand, just press that one. But back to one, Mariah Carey is not the Mimi that we are referring to. So Azariah doesn't watch Love & Hip Hop, Tammy. So she thought that the Mimi we were referring to was none other than Mariah Carey. So she Googled down only to find that we were talking about somebody whose highest critical acclaim is on VH1.
Child, I don't know. Mariah Carey wouldn't do porn, honey.
At all.
She wouldn't.
Not even a little bit. So, as Ryan was like, well, are you going to slam her? Are you going to slam her? Are you going to slam her? Let's start with this. Mimi built her personality on being classier than others. Not most, because I can name about 10 broads off the top of my head that are classier than her, but classier than others. Would all on the panel agree?
I would agree.
Now, Azariah, you can't
she's
answer
a, she's
this question.
Mouth, bitch, but she, you know, she was, what'd she call the other girl, a slut monkey? She wasn't quite a slut monkey.
Yes,
so
she did.
So this was a little surprising.
Now, this is the thing. What I did notice about Mimi is that she never had mouth until she had alcohol. Where I come from, we call those fakers. We call those fakers. If it takes a beverage, baby, I can't ride with you. She the type of friend that'll get you in a fight and don't want to fight. You know what I'm saying? You got to whoop everybody else, and Mimi gone, and then Mimi want to know what happened, but it was her mouth. Nonetheless, she's gotten caught up with this Nico individual whom I did not know. Were any of you all familiar with Nico prior to his raccoon face on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta?
No.
I never heard of
Nico, but I just, I think he's just using her for the platform, that's all.
Yes! Can we just get straight to it? Can we get straight to it?
I think he's just using her for the platform, and I thought, has anybody, have you all seen the promos for the film? For the little, you know, fuck film?
Yes, dear. Yes.
Okay, but yes. I'm not trying to be funny. Is it me, or did he seem like he was very somewhere else?
This is the thing.
Nico is gay.
Let's
call it a spade a spade. Nico is gay. And I'd rather see him get that pass than Mimi.
Oh, thank you. Now, y'all ain't new to this. This was discussed on Love & Hip Hop ATL. K. Michelle was the very first person to say, and since the tape has been released, K. Michelle put out a statement and said, was Nico's roommate there or not? That is what she said on her very own mouth. Please take yourself to K. Michelle Music. Kindly scroll down her timeline. She went there.
Yeah.
She did. She said that. And with that being said, Nico has been trying to get on, and I'd be damned if you get in my gut a single time after you tried to buy me a fake Rolex. I'm sorry. There would never be another, there would never be another occurrence in which you will ever touch me because you tried to buy me a fake watch. I would be done. And that brings me to self-esteem. Low self-esteem will destroy your whole brand. Those are the producers of this film, low in self-esteem. That's who did it, period, point blank. That girl has a four-year-old child, a four-year-old child. And some people are saying, well, nobody's slamming Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian made
it. Well, Kim Kardashian didn't have any children when she did it. She was a young single girl. She wasn't a 40-some-year-old woman with a child. She was a young single woman, and this is the thing some people don't understand. Just because Kim got away with it don't mean your black ass will.
Come on.
There's a difference, and we like to pretend that racial lines don't exist. They're prevalent. They do exist. They do exist. If that's the case, cabs will stop for everybody. No, they don't. Racial lines do exist. No, to me, she might get a coin right now, but in the long run, I think she did Nico more of a favor and did herself a disservice. If she really wanted to make the coin, she should have did a fuck film with Jocelyn.
And I thank you, because I would have watched.
I just would buy that. I would buy that.
I would have
loved
to see that. No shame, though. Y'all she is shaking her down. See, I have my tonsils are swollen, so I don't sound as lovely as I usually do. But I'm going to say this. It doesn't matter what age you're in, what age you are, if you get kids or not. You're working a job. You're doing a job. And from what I've heard, the tape supposedly leaked as all tape from celebrities.
No, she went and they sold the tape. They made contract deals and they sold the tape.
I heard it leaked, and that's how it got to Vivid.
Child, please. People kill me with this leak.
That's what I hear, but you got to understand. Vivid is one of the most powerful porn companies in the world, and they cut a deal because either way, that video was going to go out.
This is the thing: when you have a child, because I have a child, and I take care of other people's children, and I know when once you're a parent, it's not about you and the decisions that you want to make all the time, because your children have to live with your decision.
Come on.
Now, as a parent, people like to say that she's doing a job. No, she's not going to play public defender at the local county courthouse. She's sucking a dick on film. And her daughter is going to have to deal with the backlash of what she does. So I'm not saying that, you know, and she also will live in a very nice house that she buys from doing it. But I'm just saying if I were going to be a porn star, and I don't knock the film because I have a big collection myself. I love porn. But I just think that women who have young children, especially black women, raising little black girls, that maybe this should have been thought out. I would at least did it with a damn father if I was going to do it.
I'm going to disagree with
random,
you.
I wouldn't have done it.
I'm an African-American female. I do adult films. I run a nonprofit. I work with kids. My kids know
I'm
important.
You work for kids, but none of those kids are yours.
They call me mother. I feed them.
I know,
them. Can I get my statement out?
Okay, sure, baby.
I'm not trying to be shady or rude. I get what you're saying. They're not my biological children. But they call me mother.
The attachment is different.
It's no different because they take the flack of it. When they go into the community, when they go on the street, people know that's my son, that's my daughter. And the people know, they're like, oh, that's Barbie's child, that's Azariah's child. So they know my kids, and my kids know me. So when I do things, people know. But my kids know it's a dog-eat-dog world, and this is about survival. This is what you have to do sometimes to get ahead in life. It may not always look cute now, but the coin that you need to maybe – find something that you want to do in your future may come in that moment of a now. So I don't want to shade her for what she had to do or what she did do to get a step ahead. because you don't know how she might invest that cash. Sure,
well,
she might get some shade, but she could invest and make a better future for her and her child.
Well, I own a commercial cleaning franchise just like Medium, and I don't have to suck a dick on camera and you make good coin. She was on a syndicated show. She was already making coin. So coin wasn't the issue as opposed to maybe trying to microwave and make an instant career for yourself. It's nothing. I don't knock anybody's hustle. But all I know is as a parent, I don't want to see my mother sucking dick and getting fucked in the ass, pointing off the shower rod in public for my friends to look up the crack of my mama's ass. So when people say that, I take care of other people's children. And I've been taking care of homeless children, transgender children, gay children. I'm a mother figure, but I'm not their mother. And this is what they met you doing. So there's a different mindset
no,
as opposed to an impressionable
no.
four-year-old little girl. It's a different mindset for me. When you deal with children and you deal with children that have already had certain experiences, you're dealing with one type of child. But when you're dealing with coloring books and crayons and a four-year-old and you're a little girl who goes to school and you're going to a decent school because mommy got a decent coin and the little white kids tell you, oh, your mother sucked dick on a shower rod, that child has to deal with that. So what I'm saying is, as a mother and as a parent, and this has nothing to do with biological or whatever, I just feel that as a woman, because I do things for money, that I get on stage and I probably talk more about dick than you have ever seen dick. So I do what I do too. But it's the truth. Most people frown on what I do.
But you got
people frown on what I do. People look at me and say, people look at what I do and say, damn, Tammy, your mouth is crazy. Yeah, I say what I say. I do what I do. I make my coin. But at the end of the day, I would never want to do something that would have my son embarrassed about showing his face in school.
Your mouth can be just as powerful as the video that people see. And people remember
That's not true at all. I gotta disagree with you, Azariah. At the end of the day, I can call somebody 22 motherfuckers in 32 different languages, and at the end of the day, I can always deny that was not me. Period. Point blank. And if you don't have a recording,
of
it, it then becomes my word against yours, right? Once you are on film with your face, there was no mask, there was no anything. There wasn't even any protection, and she knows that there are heavy rumors that this man is on the down low. These are just facts. This is just things that I look to. When we talk about sexual liberation, there's also sexual responsibility. And we have to realize that black women and our girls who are emerging into black women are given a hell of a lot more sexual responsibility at a very young age. I'm kick it back to a Relisha Rudd. They think that girl has been sold into sex trade. I can tell you because I'm a D.C. resident and I know. They don't think she's dead. They think she was sold into sex trade. I've not seen her on my news this week because it's not a hot button topic. But when you have mothers, now Nico is this girl's fiance. But prior to that, when they asked what the relationship status was, Mimi's own exact words were, "We do what we do." At what point do we hold individuals responsibility? When do we hold them accountable? When do we say, bitch, if you wanted to be a porn star, there's a lane for that. Get in it. Then
well,
first,
and that's the thing.
I feel like
that's
y'all are being so shady, and it's so funny because you don't know what stack she does or does not have. Reality TV pays money, but it doesn't always pay the best money. And sometimes the reality of the life that people expect you to live, or sometimes the front that you have to put up or you feel like you need to put up because you're on a reality TV show, it's not the reality. How many times have we heard about all these celebrities we thought had stacks, had houses, had cars, and then the next thing you know, they're filing for bankruptcy? Toni Braxton has filed for bankruptcy yet again.
But some people don't understand,
that.
Filing for bankruptcy most times, Nico, it's just something that you do so you don't have to pay that bill. Most
and it's a business move. Let's talk about how many times Donald Trump has filed bankruptcy.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you're broke. That's not what bankruptcy means. What bankruptcy means is I'm trying to get myself out of a situation. That doesn't mean I don't have coin, I don't have investments, I can't keep my house, I can't keep certain things. Toni Braxton is better than the average bitch. She can file bankruptcy 100 times. All I'm saying is, as a black woman, and any black woman should understand, if you want to do porn, you can do as much porn as you want to do. But please don't make it seem like people are wrong if they look at you, because I'm being honest. I don't know if I want my four-year-old daughter to have a porn star as a role model. That's just me.
Mimi's house and play. My child couldn't go over Mimi's house and play, and Mimi wouldn't be the problem. It would be Nico's creep-looking ass. I don't mean no harm, but I'm just keeping it real. Also, Mimi lives in Atlanta. The cost of living in Atlanta is not that fucking high. Now, I see all of y'all callers. I see you. Press 1 if you would like to be acknowledged. We're going to do this in priority order. Tonight, you're going to have to follow directions. Let's be clear about how many coins we are talking about, because it may make a difference in how some of you all feel about the reality of this scenario. Mimi, and this is directly from MediaTakeout.com. Mimi, find a deal, vivid video, right? She flew out to Los Angeles on April the 17th, and she was only offered $100K to begin with. But Mimi knew the buzz.
To show my whole pussy for $100,000?
That's what they offered.
With a commercial cleaning franchise, you can make upwards of $50,000 a month.
She held out.
I made five figures a month with my company, and I didn't show my ass.
She held out. So now she will receive a guaranteed $5 million from the sale of the tape. And we're told.
But the thing about it is, at what point is her daughter an issue?
And we're told.
At this point in the game with 5 million stacks, that bitch can go live anywhere and do whatever she wants with people who don't watch TV and live her life fucking happily. That's $5 million.
And we're told.
If you don't get five million, you owe almost a third of that to the government. And then you have to pay luxury taxes. So you don't walk with $5 million.
Honey, you only pay taxes on the first $1 million you make.
It's not like it's a full $5 million. My thing is, when you're raising a child, there's a responsibility to raising a child. There's a
You only pay taxes on that first mill. That's all you pay taxes on.
Hold on. Hold on one second. We'll get into tax law in a bit. Can you guys still hear me? Because the second part is, if the tape sells more than 1 million copies, which it is expected to, she will get 50% of the sales on any copy sold after 1 million. The deal could be worth as much as $10 million. In addition, there has been sincerely a surge in purchases of industrial shower curtain rods.
That's not true.
That is true. No, seriously.
I'm trying to give me a rod.
No, real life, it is really true. It is really true. And it's disgusting because it just goes to show the weak-minded community in which we live in. I'm going to go to some of these callers. Just give me 1 second. You're live on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. Your number ends in 5212. Do you have a question or comment for our panel today?
They don't even get in on that.
Caller, you there? Okay. And I told y'all about these Boost Mobiles on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. It's all right, though. We all got to get where we need to be. If your
it's
number
Nico.
Is okay, so Cricket Wireless is what you are waiting for. Anywho, if your number ends in 6479, thank you so much for listening. Do you have a question, comment for the panel regarding what we're talking about today? 6479? Okay. Crickets unite. I see y'all. I see you. Okay. If your number ends in 5338, we thank you so much for tuning in. Bye. Question, comment. Hello, listener.
Oh, I'm just calling in to listen. That's all.
Okay, no problem. No problem.
Yeah, Tommy.
If your number ends in 5377, that's 5377. Thank you so much for listening. Question, comment, concern? Nothing? Can we get you on the shower rod for $5 million? Guess not. It's fine. I've given you all the opportunity. If your number ends in 0064, that's caller 0064. Can we get you on a shower rod for $5 million? Tell the truth, shame the devil, it's still Sunday. Your number ends in 0064. Can we get you on a shower rod for $5 million?
I think she has some technical difficulties, girl.
No, I think when the time come to talk, they like to listen, but they don't like to talk. It's fine. We get all kinds of email, all kinds of hate mail after the fact. But when we go to them damn lines, believe it, don't nobody got nothing to say. It's okay, though. It's perfectly fine. We always give you an opportunity to tell us where we stand. The number here is 646-787-8623. I'm not going to slam my staff for being high and putting up the wrong numbers and stuff because I wasn't paying no attention and I put it up too. So we all wrong right there. Group hug. Back with that. Now, no, for real, because I woke up this morning like on the third day, May Rose. Let's get high. Real shit, no problem. It's no problem. And it's no problem at all. That's what I do, you know. But I'm not going to be on nobody's video sitting there rolling my spliff. It's just certain shit. You got to have, what they call it in church, the spirit of discernment. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just a little praise.
But everybody's limitations are different.
I think there is a difference. See, my thing is, Azariah, you chose that career. That is something, and you've always been a sexually liberated person. Before you were doing that, you were doing sexually explicit music. So for you to do it, it kind of comes with you. You know what I'm saying? Just like
yeah,
if somebody...
Yeah, you're just a hot mama. That's what it is.
That's what she do, honey.
I love it.
Tits and braids.
And
that's
you know,
what you
it's
from her.
So funny because it's so funny because sometimes... people don't understand. There has to be a point where, to me, where I just have to say, no, I'm not going to do certain things for money. I just feel like I have those limits. And I know a lot of people who don't. I know a lot of people who don't. I just, certain things I just don't see myself doing for money. And I just don't see why a woman with a child would want to do it, especially with a little girl.
I feel like that's what I'm trying to say is you got to remember you're not in anybody else's shoes or anybody else's position. You don't know what's going on in their heart, in their mind, or what they're going through. So why you, I understand that. She
I said I wouldn't.
Herself.
I didn't say I don't think Mimi should.
Hold on.
I said I wouldn't.
I understand that she is in a place where she's on TV and she has a right to be criticized because she's a public figure. But we all have our own individual choices and our own lifestyle we want to live. People want to see it. When the clips came out, I was all over Instagram trying to figure out what was going on. And all these people, everybody follow my Instagram. I got the clip. I got the clip. I got the clip. I got the clip. Everybody was hungry for it because they wanted to see what was going on because she's a beautiful woman. And she
beautiful.
Didn't look like she was the most proud of the fact that she did it. She was embarrassed by the fact, you know, it came out, shit happened, and she had to make a choice. So,
well,
what
you,
do
know
you guys
what?
Want to hear her for making
I
her business move?
She is not
action. Hey, it was light camera action. She was swinging off that rod with Jerry beads on her neck. That shit had, and she did, come on, that wasn't no home movie. That shit was shot with people walking around the room with lights and umbrellas and special effects. She knew what
she
was
doing.
She
was not embarrassed.
Come
she
on.
Just went.
That didn't leak.
She just
that
went
that
on a rampage. online a couple days ago, and we're going to have it up on the One Mic Stand page, where she proceeded to cuss everybody out. Fuck you, fuck your auntie, fuck your auntie's uncle, fuck your uncle's auntie, whoever.
No, oh, in all actuality, what she really needs to say is fuck your daughter, fuck her own daughter. Because it's not about the auntie and the uncle, because nobody's going to taunt and tease me. The thing some people don't realize is, what if this girl has other, child has other issues? We have to understand that bullying and teasing and shit like that, people kill themselves for that shit nowadays.
Yeah.
Let alone you giving them a reason. Like, I have a friend who was going through something. She told me, no, I'm going to wait until my kids are grown before I do what I need to do, because I don't need to give them a reason to fail or a reason to have a conflict or problem. As a parent, I just think, as a parent, as a woman, you do what you want to do. But once you become a parent, I just think that there's something in me that I would sacrifice money, because I have sacrificed money for my kids. I have done that for my kids, but as every mother doesn't have that maternal instinct. But no, I wouldn't want to be swinging off a shower with my legs open with the gayest man in America and with no condom, having unprotected sex. Everything that you're telling your daughter she needs to do, I'm on film not doing it. I just, me personally as a mother.
Azariah, what do you think? I want to pose this question to Azariah, and we're going to go around and we're going to talk about this.
What is the correct spelling of your name, Mariah?
Huh?
What? She wants to know how to spell your name, Azariah.
I don't want to put my name out there like that, but you can, my Facebook, Azariah. That's my own Facebook. It's Azariah.
Okay.
Fan page is Anarchy Monroe.
And I'm going to definitely connect you both. But this is the question that I have for you, Azariah. Anarchy Monroe, bitch, you change names like your hair changes colors. I'll keep up, but we've already established I smoke, so it's going to take a while. Anywho, the question that I have for you, we're going to do a bit of a role play. I'm sure you do that in your line of work. You are Mimi, right? You now have to tell your daughter. You have to have a conversation with your child about this. What do you say to your child about this shit? Period. What do you say? I mean, because you're clearly justifying it. So since you're clearly on team Mimi and her shower curtain rod, please, what do you say to your daughter when your daughter gets asking questions? Do you prepare to speak? Give it to her.
I'm going to say Mama did what she had to do. She made her money, $5 million. It got you everything you wanted and then some. And then, you know, I got a sponsorship from the people with the racks for the shower. On top of that, all this luxury you're living in, I made for you so you could have a hope, a dream, and a future. So when anybody has anything negative to say about who I am or what I did, remember what you're living in and what I did it for. Everybody has an opinion, but it doesn't matter what everybody has to say, because nobody is walking in your or my shoes. They're on team irrelevant.
So you wouldn't apologize?
So you wouldn't?
No, I wouldn't apologize. I would say I would apologize if I caused you any embarrassment, hurt, or insecurity. If I did something that caused you to not feel good about yourself, I apologize. But remember, that's not a reflection of you. That is a reflection of me. And I have had to have those conversations with my kids.
Well, it is a reflection of you. It is a reflection of you, your ass, your fake city, and your pussy swinging off the towel rod. It's a reflection of you.
She did just buy them titties, though. Them titties don't even got good driving miles on them. Them brand new boobs, okay? They ain't even. For real, she didn't even take the tag off them titties for
sure. And I think she's a beautiful, she's a stunning woman. I just feel like the women on these shows, Candy, she hasn't shown her cooch yet.
But
all
Candy,
they're doing is getting
artists beforehand.
Candy's rich. Nene's got money. You know, Nene's rich, bitch. Everybody on these shows are doing something and some sort of business idea where you have this mega platform where you can do anything. She could have just easily franchised her cleaning. She could have done anything. She could have multi-level marketed her cleaning company. She could have done a lot of things rather than just spread her pussy. And with this guy, I just don't understand why she would put him on, because he's going to give her his ass to kiss. It's like,
like you said, the bitch need discernment because you can see he ain't shit. I just don't know why she can't see it.
He gonna be at somebody's Pride Festival this summer. I'm saying it here first on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. You can book me for your Pride Festival. It's gonna be Tammy.
We're gonna see him in one of your movies, boo.
Okay.
He's gonna have that right on the shower run.
He ain't shit. He ain't. He's doing a song now called Shower Raw. He is in the studio now doing a song called Shower Raw. I would love to be a fucking fly on the back of that Uber because, you know, y'all motherfuckers get Uber and try to pretend like it's a real limousine. I would love to be a fly on their Uber while they are arguing about how wacky he is. He's not cute. We've all seen his penis now. His penis was such a disappointment. I just wanted to tell you, do you know you can pick something up off of a wall that will just do? His dick looked disfigured and deformed, like somebody drew acid on his dick with a science project gone wrong, like he played sports with no jock strap. His dick is broke, okay? These are just facts. They're not jokes. I'm telling you what I saw. And don't you say, oh, she's a lesbian man hater. As a lesbian, I have to pick.
No, his balls were just too big to understand. I saw the dick up scene. And
I didn't
the balls were just
balls.
Too big.
I was just
and like, am I wrong?
He is ugly as hell.
No, you got to pick your wand up.
He had those Jurassic Park balls. No.
It looked like you.
And I had the dick before, and I don't remember it being that ugly.
Oh, my God.
It was kind of all impressive.
I just think, like, to me, like, as Ryan, when you go into there, you do business, and you're not influenced by anybody. You walk in there, your own woman. You do your thing. You get your coin. And she's almost like a pimp idiot to me because I don't understand why you even put him on to get anything.
Don't
he's
you
a
understand?
Kind of jump, well, he's
this
a jump off.
Saying. But this is what I'm saying. I don't
Jocelyn.
Like him. I think
I would
he's
let Jocelyn fuck
shot.
Me in my ass with a strap on before I gave Nico a shot.
I didn't think he was hot either. I thought he was unattractive and he looked old, crusty, and busted. But on the real, you know, that's what I'm talking about. That was one of the things I was saying is, you don't know where a person's at in their life. They can be, look classy. They can be as professional as professional can be and still be have low self-esteem, can have all kinds of issues, and you will never know. So we can't shade somebody because of how they feel. And then they can be attracted to the wrong person. Look at him. I don't find him attractive. But then when she's out, she can find something about him. I don't. I think he looks shady. I think he looks gross. He definitely, I'm good on that. I wouldn't have slept with him.
I saw the penis. I never made it to the balls because I wanted to know why it looked like something out of Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. I was very upset with the whole situation. There was no warning. And I'm going to school you guys to something else. Because a lot of people are like, well, Nate, why have you never done reality television? Da-da-da-da-da. Y'all know I own a TV network, so I've been doing a lot of fucking research about, you know, while we're getting pre-production and post-production and programming all together. There's a such thing called the Bethany Clause. The Bethany Clause refers to Bethany Frankel, who was once a Real Housewife of New York. When you are signed on to a reality show, any reality show at this point, since Bethany Frankel, the Bethany Clause states that that reality show gets a piece of all your coins that you make on the premise that nobody would have never known who the hell you were if they'd never put you on TV. Bethany Frankel is the last person to be able to keep all of her money because her Skinny Girl franchise, the cocktails, the snacks, all of that, took off, and Bravo was like, wait, bitch, Bravo's owned by Jewish individuals. If you know anything about the stereotypes about Jews, you know they count their coins, every last one. They were like, wait, Bethany, let's talk about this. This is not cool. So every reality television contract from there on out, they own you, including Best Ink. I know tattoo artists who, and I thank them for deciding that they were going to sign with me and my television network. But y'all look out for that. Real shit, dope shit coming forward. You didn't sign an NDA, so I can't tell you nothing else. But with that being said, in doing that research, Best Inc., if you go on Best Inc., they own you after that. Everything. So I know several tattoo artists who were signed on to Best Inc., should have started filming and got that contract and said, oh, no, excuse me, pardon me, toodaloo, cannot do it. So Mimi is not, first of all, Mimi got to split it in half. It's like a group with too many motherfucking members. Then she got to give a little bit to Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. She really didn't get as much as she could have gotten. And I'm going to tell you, Mimi, because I love you and we got 15 minutes and I'm about solutions to these problems. This how you fix it, boo. Go holler at Ayanla. Go holler at Ayanla. Or something. Or some sort of self-help book. Get that part together. Say you was lost. Get you a counselor. Maybe go see T.D. Jakes. The blacks love T.D. Jakes. Go holler at T.D. Jakes. T.D. Jakes or Ayanna Van Zandt. One of the two. Okay? Write you a book about women's self-esteem after the midlife crisis point. And everything's okay. I'm just trying to help you.
I just think as a parent, she could have done better. She could have shown her daughter that there's another way to do it, because this leads people to run around believing that this is an option for them. All women don't look like Mimi, and she needs, I don't know, I just think that women, we can do better. I work with one of the most renowned transgendered women in the world, Tona Brown. She is going to Carnegie Hall to do her thing this summer for Pride. Never before has there been a transgendered woman on the stage at Carnegie Hall. Never has there been a black trans woman on the stage at Carnegie Hall. They told her no. She made it happen anyway. She did not open her pussy. She did not flash no titties. She just went and took care of business. And we have to learn as black women that there is another way, and it's not about always feeling that it has to be a sex thing. That's what I just feel we can do better. We're reading, we're writing books, we're doing a whole bunch of things. I make money. I don't show anybody my own pussy. I don't see why anybody else. Not with children. If she was a single woman, it'd be cool, but not with children.
You don't know everybody's situation, and you're judging something from the outside looking in.
No, I'm not judging. I'm okay with being judgmental. I'm okay with being judgmental. I just
as
feel
hell,
like
and when God delivers me from it, I will let you know. I'll say this, Azariah. I don't know you to have any small kids under your care. That little girl is 4. There's a difference. I've spoken to some of the youth that you work with. They're mature. They're intelligent. They are also taking care of themselves because the society that we live in rejects LGBTQI youth, which is how you guys have crossed the same path to begin with. There's a difference between a 4-year-old child. Her child is not even young enough to understand. Her mom is popping up in all kinds of jokes. I even posted a joke that says falling from a shower curb rod is not covered by Obamacare. That shit was the funniest shit I've seen in my whole entire life. I will repost it for y'all if you follow me at I Am Simply Nay. Y'all are hip. I think it's hilarious. She will be the butt of 1,000,002 jokes. May 5th, their show is going to come back on.
What if her daughter kills herself behind this? Children kill themselves now behind the bullying and the joking. I just feel that as a parent, there should be some things that are off limits as far as money is concerned. And when it comes to my child, then you could not pay me enough money for my son to have to live through that. You could not pay me enough money for my son to have to live through that.
Depends on the children. You got to understand her child is already a byproduct of reality TV. They're not coming into this week already. They're already in the game. They came
but
into the game.
But before she could say, my father wasn't shit, which we knew before Love and Hip Hop Atlanta came on, because he wasn't shit when he was messing with Eve. But now she got to say, my parental units are not shit, plural. And kids are horrible. That girl is going to have to fight. I mean, let's just be honest. That girl is going to have to fight some folks for the things that I said. That girl is going to have emotional turmoil. It's not worth it. The money can be made another way.
And
y'all,
$5 million lasts a long time when you're living a working person's lifestyle. When you're living a high-profile lifestyle, jet-setting here and there, shopping, buying all this high-priced shit, $5 million is not going to last that long, but the pain and the anguish that her daughter has to go through will last her a lifetime. As a mother, you make sacrifices. the things that I've been asked to do, that I had to think about it because I was offered a reality show to come into my home to take me with my child and other people's children. I didn't think that shit was going to be healthy. They had enough damn issues. No, I didn't do it for money. When you're a mother, you make sacrifices. There has to be a point where you say, you know what, I'm not for sale, and as people of color, take ourselves off a sale rack.
But see, I feel that same way about other issues, but we keep doing certain things. You know, like I said, I don't think she did anything wrong. I think it was tacky how it all came together.
That's your damn coworker, that's why. Hey, y'all
going
to be in
no.
Y'all need
hold
to
on,
make
hold
a
on.
Union. You're bullshit.
Hold on, first. I'm more than just a porn star. Let's get that correct. I am an adult entertainer, but I run a nonprofit. I work with kids, and some of my kids are 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. And their parents know what I do. Some of my kids' parents do, some of them don't. But what they can say at the end of the day is I'm a damn good mother. They know I put food in their mouth. They know I got clothes on their back. When they need something, I'm there. And so when they find out what I had to do to get that money, they are ever so grateful. A lot of those kids are ever so grateful, and they have supported me 100%, whether they've been 12 or 26. It doesn't matter because they know the world is hard, especially being trans, being young, being black, and living in a society that rejects me and pretends as if I'm not supposed to exist. I fight for my life every day. And all those
well,
she's
I, you know, I beg to differ in a way. I just think that as being that you're black and you're trans and they treat you like you're not supposed to exist, that's all the more reason you should do something else. That's all the more reason you should rise above that and not do the average thing that every trans woman wants to be a sex worker or this or that. Maybe there's something else that you can do. If you do all of these things and you have this big umbrella with all of these things that you do and you wear so many hats, why don't you take the porn star hat and put it to the side? Because sometimes with trans women, like the woman I'm working with, the trans woman, she just played at the White House. She's played for Obama. She's been to congressional things. And if she had been on camera sucking dick, she would not be eligible to do these things.
But you know what? Not everybody's paying my bills. I got to take care of
myself.
I live in a redneck state that nobody's trying to put money in my hand for the work that I do. They want to take credit for the work that I do. When I was doing my civil rights work, my activism work, my human rights work, when I was working at the Hilton, you know, going in and having these events for LGBTQ youth and people of color, and I was working at police workshops, and I was doing communications between city council.
Well, the LGBT
and the mayor.
Community, they don't even observe transgender people.
And so I said, also working with city council, working with the community colleges. People would like to take credit for the work you do, but pretend you didn't do it. It's a very difficult
ground. I just would like to see the trans community as a whole rise above this so that people can understand that you are more than just a face, you're more than just a tit, you're more than just a sex worker, because sometimes that's all men view you as. As soon as a woman says she's a trans woman, the first thing men want is some sort of a sexual favor, because that's the stereotype that comes with that hat that you wear.
You're darn right, they do.
So that's the reason, to me, I would like to, and this is the types of trans women that I've been working with lately, are women that are fighting on another frontier to keep young trans women from doing such things and letting them know that there are options and there's a such thing called an education. And when you get an education and you get yourself together and you get your life together and you pick a field that's going to pay your bills, you don't have to show people a private part of you. You can save that part of you for someone who deserves it.
But not everybody is willing to fund you. You got to keep it 100. Nay, keep it 100. You're an activist.
I keep it 150%. I own two businesses and still go to a day job. But the reality is, I'm going to tell you, it was plenty of person who told me that I was going, I don't do certain shit because I'm not going to prove certain people right. And you're a very good friend of mine, and I know you personally, and I love you personally. But I've also had, I told you, do your thing. Do what you do, but you know damn well I support you in love because you can't love a piece of a person. Do I think that Oregon is ready for Azariah? Fuck no. We know this. Does Gay Inc. as a whole support real movements? Fuck no. We know this. Not a single dollar has been donated to the Black Future Foundation. Not a single red cent has been donated to the Black Future Foundation. No shade to BYP 100, but people will give them coin up and down. We'll give them writing up and down. But the deal is we need to take care of the kids that don't come with college credits. And this is a whole nother topic that I really do want to have you ladies back on for us to discuss. But the reality is I was born and raised in the District of Columbia, and it's certain shit I just can't get locked up for because I don't want my family, that though they don't support me but know I exist, to have to hear Onay's locked up for that. I'm beautiful as the day is long. I've been asked to take plenty of suspect picture. I've been asked to do a lot of things, and the reason why I don't do them is because in my own walk, I don't find it to be beneficial. But I do know that you love individuals through whatever it is that they're dealing with, and that at the end of the day, whatever success looks like to you as a friend, it is not my responsibility to judge you. It is for me to be there to support you, and when shit hits the fan, for me to pop off with it. That is really how I feel. I don't mean any harm, but I look down at the Janice, at Janet Mock. I look down at Laverne Cox, who have yet to keep it real that they were fortunate to get them good damn jobs, and that Janet Mock did not come out till after she was already the editor of People magazine. She'd already made it already. When you are authentic in yourself from day one, that's when you get my respect, and that's really, really how I feel about it. That's why I love you, Tammy. Let's keep it real. You and I met at a fundraiser. Those fools at that fundraiser tried to act like, how dare she come in here and be her authentic self? How dare she? Who does this chocolate black dyke bitch think she is? And it was a couple of times she had to check the pulse of the room to make sure motherfuckers was alive. But you told not near a lie. You told not near a lie. And we won't talk about how the party was almost shut down because the support was not there for them to be in that hotel where they wanted to be putting airs on. Real live. People put money out their own pockets to make sure that the function carried on. But I digress. I'm going to always keep it real on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. Our community, the LGBTQI community, has a long way to go. Our women of color have a long way to go. And until we consistently uplift one another, and until we consistently keep it real, because I know of plenty of bitch who have traded in their slacks for a half-decent check. Let's be real. They have traded on. They don't have jeans no more. They put on their business casual, repeat what they hear me say in my inbox, and that's how they're paying their bills. And I love you, sis, because I know that that's what y'all have to do. But don't you think I don't see your stat eye and know that that's what I just told you. It is what it is, and it's become a dog-eat-dog society. But that is why I made it my mission to own me. And I implore you, Azariah, if you want to suck 18,000 dicks, own yourself as you suck them. Let your contracts do what they do. Teach these other females that you're doing it so that they don't have to. And I know that that's the path that you are on, and that a 60-minute show doesn't really show all of that. But if I thought you were a wayward, lost-ass soul, I would have been stopped fucking with you a long-ass time ago, sent you a card and a couple of resources. And that's just the reality of it. You know,
but I really do believe, like I said, as long as you're explaining to them that this is what I do, but you can do this. There is a lane out here for everybody, and I just don't feel every black woman, and to me, trans woman, black woman, you a black woman just like me. And I just believe that I would like to see you sitting behind a desk running a big corporation or running your own business and owning some white bitches sucking dick for a while. I just don't think that as black women, this
there's
is what we need to do to make it.
And
I just don't think this is what we need to do to make it.
And that's the plan. And
we have been pimped and raped
me making
for centuries. When does it stop?
plan, and that's why I say instead of cutting each other down, it's so many people hating on Tammy, hating on me, hating on Azariah. At the end of the day, I want to make it so I can help you. So maybe on your next web series, you don't have to have all the same motherfuckers in it because you can't get nothing but your friends to act and shit. I'm just trying to help you. I'm trying to
right.
show nobody watches any fucking way. I'm trying to help you because I don't know everything, but I know a couple of things. But we all too busy trying to be the first or trying to do it better or trying to compete. The goal is that we all fucking win. You know what I'm saying? And I love y'all, and I thank you so much
you too,
for being
baby.
On the show. Please let people know how they can keep in contact with you, and please know y'all will be back. Sooner than later. How can they get in contact with you, Tammy?
You can catch me on Facebook. My name is Tammy, last name P is in perfection, E-A-Y. You can also catch me, TammyPA.com. You can see me, we're working on a TV project with my management. Look out for that. Look out for me at Carnegie Hall, New York Pride. You'll see me in New York. And Azariah, it's been wonderful talking with you. And as I said, I would like to see you come to Carnegie Hall. There are going to be some beautiful trans women there, and I'd like to have you there as my guest.
Can we stay at your house? We can get to New York. It's that hotel fee. Can I stay at your house? I will cook this. I will clean. I will cook and clean. That I will do. Yes, I will come. You don't invite me. Nay will come, honey. But Azariah, please tell people.
Yeah, Azariah will come too.
Oh yes, Azariah will come too.
All the way from Oregon. So as everybody knows, you can find me on my regular Facebook at Azariah Isandro, AZARIAHISANDRORO. My Facebook fan page is Anarchy Monroe. That's Anarchy MUNROE. Also on Twitter at Anarchy Monroe. Instagram, The Real Anarchy Monroe. I'd love to hear from anybody and everybody. You can also hit us up on my nonprofit website at getnakedmovement.com, representing the movement. So please hit us up there.
Mimi, go see Ayanla and have her fix your life, boo. Please. This has been the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. Become affiliated at One Mic Stand Show on everything. Go ahead and get you something nice. You know what we say. Support is free. It's trademarked, so don't steal it. I will sue the pants off you. Go ahead to the Soapbox Shop. Get you a customized apparel. We take care of that. I thank you so much, ladies. Once again, we will be back next Sunday. What will we talk about? You'll find out. We can't release our promo. I'm just going to keep it real since that's what we're doing tonight. We can't release our promo as early as we want because we got folks who still. I'm going to buy y'all all originality for Easter Sunday. Love you. Later. Bye. I am Simply Nay. Let's hope the Barry White filter is gone next week. Tune in. Same bat channel, same bat time.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.